Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago telling us how city leaders are helping the neighbors in Gage Park. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Bob. Yes, as we, you know, as Democrats and Republicans fight in Washington, there are real people who are left holding the bag. And in this case, it is people who were dealing with this horrible flooding in late August, especially on the southwest side in the Gage Park area. Basements were flooded, and a lot of senior citizens have spent thousands of dollars of their own money to try to clean out their basements. And the federal government denied any emergency assistance to Illinois because they are only approving assistance to states that voted Republican. That is according to NPR and other people who have reviewed FEMA grants in recent years. Though this has been challenged as unconstitutional, that does not help the people who are in the city who are not getting financial assistance for this flooding. So locally, the city and other people are stepping up, trying to find ways to fundraise for families and to just go in and help vacuum flooded water out of basements, help replace things for people who need them replaced. One woman our reporter talked to in the South Side lost all of her family photos, just really tragic stuff. But, you know, neighbors are coming together, helping to bring in shelving for people and just come up with different ways to combat flooding because it's happening more than ever. These 10-year floods are happening every year. There has to be something done to protect folks, and the federal government is not going to pony up the funds.
Good luck to all there. There's news out of Albany Park about a dog-friendly neighborhood staple that sadly is closing. Tell us about this.
Yes, I've been hearing about this place for years, Lizard's Liquid Lounge. It has been open for 18 years in Albany Park and often features local bands. A lot of bands get their start there. So before they go on to play bigger stages like the Metro or the Vic, they will play a show at the Liquid Lounge. But the longtime owner of the bar said they never really recovered after shutdowns from COVID, and she's ready to retire. It is closing on April 12th, exactly 18 years after opening. They will have big parties throughout that weekend, so follow them on social media to find out about those parties. Lots of live music, and a lot of happy memories there. They've hosted weddings, birthday parties, all kinds of things, including the owner's own wedding.
It'll be a nice send-off. And finally, a knife guy still exists, at least in the Beverly neighborhood. I remember there used to be a lot of these guys around Chicago, right?
Yes, I remember first seeing this cart when I moved down here about 5 years ago, and it's this big contraption. It's a push cart with these big red wheels, and a man pushes it, and he will walk around the neighborhood sharpening your knives. So people kind of just grab their kitchen knives, grab their yard tools, and line up. And for years, Tony DiCiello was doing this work, for decades, actually, throughout the far southwest side. And he came to retire a few years ago. He went and moved to Italy. And a retired firefighter named John Carmody went up to him and said, "I want to take over." DiCiello was skeptical of Carmody's skills sharpening knives, but he took him under his wing and trained him. And now the retired firefighter has picked up where DiCiello left off, and he is the new knife guy, knife guy of Beverly. He's been doing it for a few years now. But it is truly such an old school thing. This is the way people sharpened knives 200 years ago. It's a really cool contraption. You can go to blockclubchicago.org to see photos of it. And it's still only $2. Like, what can you get for $2 anymore? Not very much.
No, that's a good deal. Good news for the people in Beverly, Morgan Park, and Mount Greenwood. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.